coming up here on KNKX is a story from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
This is Sound Effect. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today our theme is up in the air. So far today, we've taken some pretty literal looks from up in the air. But up in the air can also mean that you don't know what's going to happen next, because the forces are beyond your control. Rising rental prices in the Puget Sound region can be difficult enough for those of us who've been here a while. But what if you're a refugee? Everything is completely new. The weather, the language, the food. And on top of all of that, this extremely tough housing market. It's almost impossible to build a new life without reliable shelter. There's a man in SeaTac who started an organization to help refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo find housing. In this story, he shares some moments from a typical day in his life.
Allô, Papa Roger, je sais que vous avez besoin de moi, n'est-ce pas?
The phone's all over.
I don't know how often people call me.
Hello.
There are people looking for, like, jobs, people having evictions. The Congolese refugee community, we are still feeling the stress of the refugee camp while in resettlement. Okay, merci beaucoup. Yeah, bye. My name is Floribert Mubalama. I'm 36 years old. I'm from the Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I've been resettled. So now I'm in America since 2014, December. So we are not refugees because we left our country and come to America. No, we are refugees because we don't have a home, and we are countryless, we are stateless, and we are homeless. Now, being in that situation, when we are resettled, the first things we expect is a home to stay. I see my wife want to add something.
We was six in one bedroom, and we were so tight.
It was not easy for a refugee to live or to find a three-bedroom apartment. Anyway, most of the landlord, they don't trust you. Where are you coming from? No credit. They know that the assistance for refugees in this area is only 3 months. After 3 months, the agency have to step out. When I saw that now I will start paying by myself, I look at my income. I say, I need to move. We did our best, and I live in a three-bedroom apartment, which is a big, big difference. It's not easy. It's not easy. So I'm seeing people every day crying, oh, can you help us? Myself, I'm struggling, guys. So people are not stable. We are like nomad, and that is due to rent. If they increase the rent, decisions are made in the family. You have to go find a cheaper place. For example, the people who live in Kent at the Bonacassa apartment, the landlord increased their rent by $200 by June. So people are just, where are we going? It used to be a low-income place to live. But with the change that is coming, I'm seeing most of them thinking of ways to move. So we have arrived at Bonacassa. Odi, ulikuja pa mwaka gani tena?
Paka nyinyi ndio wenyewe najua
kama. Yulina Bilombele, that's her name. She invited us because she got evicted. So it's something which is, she doesn't understand. She don't know what is going on. This is from the Superior Court, King County, Washington. They said defendant failed to pay the rent and have further failed to vacate and surrender the premises. I don't have the money to give them. The money they're asking for, I don't have it. So the case, myself, I'm afraid because she will come again to my house before she finds a shelter. That's why I'm very much concerned about this. Yeah, it's like you are born again in another country. So you expect a lot of things to be done, which is difficult to get.